Hello and welcome to The Authority of Love. I'm your host, Greg Williams, and I'm joined again today for Wednesdays for Women by our wonderful co-host, Adia Wushner. Thanks for joining us again, Adia.
Thank you. Glad to be here, and happy Easter.
Yes. Just had a wonderful Easter. We record this mostly on Mondays, so you hear it on Wednesdays when it airs.
Yes.
Right. But so when we're recording it, yesterday was Resurrection or Easter Sunday. We had Good Friday, the Friday before that, and it's a wonderful time for all of us who believe to celebrate, to mourn a bit too. Good Friday was not so good for Jesus.
No, but it was incredible for us.
Amen.
And you know, in the days and the week that follows Easter, you know, that greeting in the early Christians continued.
Yes.
It was always Christ is risen.
Yes.
And the response was always, He's risen indeed. And
yeah.
It just
takes us
so
up to
beautiful.
Pentecost.
Yes.
And the starting of the church and all of that. So powerful
yes.
stuff. And I know, as we've been doing, you have a prayer because of what's just happened at the end of the legislative session. We're in the veto period.
Yes.
We'll get to that in a moment. But because of things that happened and some things that didn't happen,
right.
We've been praying and we trust the Lord's in control still. You have a special prayer today that you want to share.
I think so. And especially too, as we've got the Supreme Court, you know, things going on with SCOTUS. And, you know, we just have to remember that,
yep.
You know, lives are still being lost. Innocent lives are still being lost. And women are still struggling with what to do with an unplanned pregnancy or when things don't work out. And so
mm-hmm.
we're going to go back and we're going to pray for those women who have had an abortion that has been part of the journey as we pray for healing for them. And so we just begin with, Lord, forgive and heal the deep emotional, physical, and spiritual wounds of women who have had abortions. Pour the healing power of your love into their hearts so that they may seek and accept your forgiveness. God of mercy, be especially merciful to them. For so often they did not know the wrong they were doing. So often their hearts were confused. Lead them to those who will help them, who will help them to heal, who will help them to ask for your forgiveness. And then help all of us who have had the grace to recognize this evil of abortion, to never turn away from the women who have been hurt by it. Let us always reach out to them with love, that we may reflect your love to them. We ask all this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, that's a beautiful prayer, Adia, and much needed. And as we continue with the program today, the message you alluded to, and we were talking about it in the prayer, before your prayer, this situation that's going on with the Supreme Court. Enlighten our listeners as to what that's about and
you
how
know,
we need to be praying.
There's a lawsuit. There was a declaration. Of course, the FDA keeps changing the rules the last few years, ever since COVID. They keep lightening.
And they're
the rules.
Usually not good.
No,
the
I
changes,
mean, they made
right?
the original
right.
rules when you right. were when you were prescribing or when abortion pills were being prescribed, that they had to see a physician. There had to be a follow-up. And then they kept kind of backing away from that. So over the last 5 years, it just continued to get worse. And so now, you know, there's a push to just, you could just, we know that they've been going through the mail. They've been, that people even want them to over-the-counter. So the FDA.
So there's really not much of an interaction with the doctor or things like that,
and
right?
It's so important because, I mean, for anything, especially this is the decision by the woman or this young girl, minor mm-hmm. girl, but also taking an adequate medical history.
Right.
Knowing how far along she is in her pregnancy. Now, we're not advocating for abortion pills.
No.
But at the same time, we do advocate for women's health and what has happened in this country for the sake of, you know, everyone being able to terminate the life of a child. We just keep putting more and more women and young girls at risk.
At risk, absolutely.
So, you know, and we'll talk about Kentucky in a minute because we're a little bit different because of the law here. But there was the FDA, as they took their rules and they kept getting softer and softer, there was a challenge. And of course, we know that Walgreens and CVS and those, they want to be able to distribute it right there from the pharmacy. So this challenge went, the hearing, the oral arguments were heard on the 26th, just a week ago.
Yeah.
And we won't know until June, but it needs a lot of prayer.
Yeah.
And while none of us would advocate for abortion or abortion pills, we need to advocate that while this is legal in many states, that requiring a young woman or a girl to have that interaction with a physician before these are ever prescribed.
Like most everything else we do.
Yes.
It's just wise. It's smart. And
but
so
when
we hope
it comes
that,
to, for the, and I always say, when it comes to for the sake of ending the life of a child, we make all these exceptions to what would normally would be standardized health practices.
Yes, yes, Yeah. It's an idol. It's a god. And that's part of what's happened.
And then it becomes confusing.
Yes.
Well,
exactly right.
Which is
the enemy's plan.
Back on their rules,
right.
Well, can't be that bad.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
Seeing the body of your little child, newly forming in a fetus in the toilet, is a shock to women.
Yeah.
Oh, perhaps
yeah.
bleeding, perhaps infection,
yeah.
perhaps having a later on having an issue. Let's say if you were Rh negative,
yes.
and you had and not knowing,
or even the fertility issues,
yes.
on down the road, it leads to that often. It can do that. So, well, we need to pray because one of the things, as I understand it, and you can tell me if I'm right on this or not, part of it is the Supreme Court seems to be teetering on this issue of standing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have standing means can this group that brought this case even present it for us?
Which is
us,
a little
right?
bit what happened to us in Kentucky on a case.
Right.
So standing's a very important issue.
Right, right.
So we need to continue to pray for this case.
Yeah.
I do want the listeners to know that here in Kentucky, because of House Bill 3 that was passed, these medications, the chemical abortion pills, they're illegal in Kentucky.
Yes.
They can't be mailed, they can't be distributed, and everything is held up because of the trigger law. But it could be challenged.
Sure.
Right now, Walgreens and CVS, even if they won these cases, Kentucky's not a
still,
case they
right.
want to distribute.
Right, right.
But we have to realize we have a vulnerability in our court in Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
especially in the next election cycle, it's gonna change. So
please,
this is much needed prayer.
Yeah. Yeah. We need prayer to get the proper precautions and safeties back in place.
Because in Kentucky right. and in other states, these pills are coming in, well, I call it through the black market. It's like
illegally,
trafficking of
right?
a
exactly.
drug.
Illegal drug,
we
right.
We know that chemical abortions are up, 63% of the abortions that take place.
Yeah.
One man called me and he said, could you help my girlfriend? She's very confused. And she kept taking the chemical abortion pills.
Mm-hmm.
She had taken them 3 times. Now she was like 15 weeks pregnant, which would be contraindicated, but she was taking like a double dose
wow.
of them. So
wow. that could have real bad repercussions.
Yes.
Right. So please be praying for that case. It's being heard.
Yes.
They will continue to decide on that,
mm-hmm.
as you said, in June. It will come out probably
yes.
just before they go to break.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Usually.
Another one of those things that always comes up with these kind of cases is, and we have to pray for the justices as well, there's fear involved.
Yes.
There's threats. There's fear. Those
well,
kind of things go on.
We made the Dobbs decision on
right.
June 24th. It was right.
right
before they were going into a break.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to pray that they would overcome that fear and make a wise decision.
Yes.
So pray for that. Well, now let's transition to what is going on in the legislature, because there's no more bills. We have a veto period. Share with our listeners
During
what's going on,
time,
what we can pray
the,
for.
The bills, they've had 58 of their legislative days. They were there working till midnight, passing
yes.
the last
yeah.
of the bills. Out. And now the governor, under our Constitution, the governor has 10 working days to review all the legislation, veto in part, or make his vetoes, take out lines, and send all that information, what they call it, with letter, back to the General Assembly. They will return then April 3rd to 12th, I think it is.
Okay.
And then on the 12th and the 15th, because they've got a weekend
yep.
in there,
right.
then it's usually they concur, they do a veto override. Sometimes
right.
they'll pass the last few straggling bills that are out there.
Yeah, but then the governor can
they're
veto
not veto-proof.
With, right,
yes,
right.
So they're
so,
not, you know,
right.
and that's
and then
always.
There's games played with that. They can say, well, we passed it, and the governor
vetoed.
Rejected it. Right?
right.
And I understand part of that with politically and stuff, but. Anyway, I don't like those games.
We
I know
still
you've
have
had
some
to play
legislation
them before. That's
right.
Hanging
out there and,
yeah, we could go for it.
It's concerning that it
right.
didn't get passed.
Right.
And
part of the reason for your prayer today to know that there are things that protections that still could be there
yes.
that are not.
Yes.
And we need those, whether it's the chemical or illegally or whatever it may be, because a life is at stake.
I know. And our legislators are calling, you know, even today, they're telling me what a great they're sad about this. Some of our bills not getting passed,
right.
but they're saying, you know, I got a new courthouse or I got the budget done. So
right.
important things for their community, having a budget to operate the state is extremely
mm-hmm. yes.
important.
Yes.
And how that money will be spent
right.
to operate our schools and everything else.
It's part of the checks and balances too, right?
Yes.
All of this plays together.
Roads,
so, right,
I mean,
right.
roads, transportation, very,
right.
I mean, extremely important to for how the state operates. And this is the biannual or 2-year budget that had to be passed. At the same time, there were thousands of bills being filed, and they should not cross the finish line.
Right.
Some of them are great ideas, and their time has not come yet, we used to say, and they need to be percolated a little bit more.
And we're thankful that some didn't.
Yes.
Very thankful that some didn't cross the finish line.
We did. We had those that would have advanced abortion, would have had exceptions. Right. We had those out there, so we held those off, and we were very thankful. And thankful for the people who called and said, you know, don't vote for this, do vote for this, I'm supporting this. We're looking, we're checking now to making sure their messages got through. I was asking one legislator, how many green slips did you get? That's what's called when you get your
right.
They're not green anymore, but we still call them. You know, how many phone calls did you get on this issue? Because we want to make sure that when people are calling, their legislators are hearing for them, because that legislator is their voice.
And then how the legislator actually responded, because that's the second part of it, right?
Right.
Well, I got this many. Well, then why didn't you respond to that? Why didn't you act accordingly, or challenge, or encourage, whatever it would, that the green slips would have them do, so to speak, from the people. So there's two parts in that. What we can do as listeners and citizens, and then how they respond.
Yes.
Yeah. So very good, very good. I know you have another thing coming up. Let's share that before we close out today.
Oh, I wanted to share, you know, Safe Haven Baby Boxes. We passed that a couple years ago, and that was with Representative Tate. And we want to see more and more of the communities. We try to do, from Kentucky Right to Life, we do a little match just to kind of spark the communities going. But I tell you, a community that just went great guns with this. I don't know, I guess you wouldn't say guns, but just really just
we still have a Second Amendment.
Yes.
We still have it. Okay.
Was our chapter, our Gateway Right to Life chapter. I was presenting a check to another chapter. She heard about it. She took it back to her community, and the Kiwanis Club joined them, just over the top.
Wonderful.
And so this Thursday, in Mount Sterling, Kentucky.
Now, which that'll be Thursday the 4th.
Yes.
April the 4th.
Yes,
okay.
April 4th.
This is airing on the 3rd.
Yes.
So tomorrow.
Yes.
Right.
So, you know, if you're out in the vicinity at 2 o'clock, if you'd like to see the blessing and the installation of a baby box, it will be at Mount Sterling, Kentucky, firehouse number, station number 1 at 2 o'clock. And I'm sure just it would be great to come out. We'll all be there, and just a joyous occasion.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Very exciting.
That's right. And that's... that's putting feet to your faith. That's what we talk about often. And I would like to, as we close out today, just to remind our churches, our leaders in our churches, we've got to continue to move people back onto God's truth.
Yes.
We've got to do that. The reason that we are struggling with so many things, and even so many Christians or believers, and I'm not the judge, so I'm not saying that, but are still believing things that are contrary to Scripture, is because we fail to stand up and teach that idea.
Well,
I've seen it so many times, and you have too.
Blinders, you know, and scales over our eyes.
Right.
We really need our faith community to really...
stand up, step up and stand up. Exactly right. So we're asking you, we're praying that you would do that and not shy away from these issues. Do it graciously. We try and do that every time here on the Authority of Love and Wednesdays for Women, but we still need to stand on that. So these things like exceptions and other reasons, when God gives a life, He's got a purpose for it. That's the bottom line.
Yes.
And He protects it. His law, His word, His covenant protects that, and we should do the same. There's no exceptions to that. So thank you for joining us today, Adia. Great job again.
Yes.
And thank you for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord, who we just celebrated in Easter, His resurrection, for His work in our lives. Have a great day in the love and lordship of Jesus Christ. I'm Greg Williams with co-host Adia Wooshner, and you're listening, as always, every Wednesday to Wednesdays for Women on the Authority of Love. Thank you, and God bless.